This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
It is spring break for Chicago Public Schools, but for many students, this time doesn't come with much excitement. Schools have been closed for nearly a month to prevent the spread of COVID-19, and a stay-at-home order has kept families from going outside. Before remote learning officially starts next week, WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magiga checked in with parents about what their stay-at-home spring break looks like.
Earlier this week, Tracy Newport noticed her 6-year-old son was having a hard time staying away from his friends and other family members. At that moment, Newport thought,
"How can I help him get his mind off of that?"
She got on her computer not to plan a trip, but to get ideas from Pinterest on how to make spring break fun during a pandemic. Newport then picked a theme for every day of the week. She started yesterday.
Every theme will have a related game, a related activity, some kind of food relation into the theme, and a homemade dessert.
On Tuesday, she hosted a Hawaiian luau at her Southwest Side home. Newport gave her 6- and 9-year-old invitations the night before to build up momentum.
They're surprised. They're excited to wake up the next day and do these things instead of thinking about when they're going to see their friends again.
She reused all decorations that were stored away. They colored, played limbo, and used empty cans and a pineapple to play pineapple bowling.
And even if you don't have these things laying around, you can incorporate Hawaiian music.
Today they have a Lego theme going on, and later this week, the day will be all about solving mysteries.
I was going to have my kids eat their lunch blindfolded, and they're not going to know what they're eating. Of course, I'm going to make it safe for them, you know.
Newport is letting her kids enjoy these few days before they start on a more strict schedule next week when remote learning officially starts across CPS schools. She isn't the only parent getting creative.
Hi, my name is Lincoln, and today we're making yogurt.
Some are having their kids make YouTube videos on how to make yogurt or slime.
So what they need to need is a blender.
Others have their kids drawing with chalk on the sidewalks. Priya Shah is teaching her 10-year-old son how to sew pillows for their cat.
So give me the needle. Where's the needle you were using?
He's also been recording video postcards for grandma, making music, playing chess online.
I think that the activities have helped him just because they're allowing him to sort of like tap into a creative space where he doesn't have to think about what's going on.
Shah is a teacher at Skinner North Elementary on the north side. Her school started remote learning earlier. In the last few weeks, she's been busy teaching and making sure her son completes his schoolwork too. This week offered a much-needed break for both. But she knows that she's lucky. She worries about the children of all other parents who have even more demanding jobs and don't get the time off to help their kids cope and enjoy their spring break. Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEZ News.